T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Like Rob Parker is coming to town, and you know what? Go figure. We're going to be in town too, Rob. Rob Parker, of course, for Fox Sports 1.
I know you were going to be in town. I told you guys back when the last time I was on, you were like, I don't know if you're coming in June, you know, it's going to be the NBA Finals. I said, rest assured, you won't have anything to do when it comes to the final time.
Well, a broken clock is right twice a day, Rob.
All right. Well, my clock has been broken for 37 years.
What's broken with the Warriors, Rob?
Oh,
from an outside view, like what went wrong this year?
Well, a combination. I mean, anybody who thinks that what Draymond did and how the Warriors handled that fractured that team. They were, and it showed on the road when you usually bond with teammates and camaraderie and hang out together or whatever. This definitely was a disconnect there when, A, they allowed Draymond to do what he did, and then they didn't even punish him. I mean, they didn't even hand down a suspension. They let him walk away from the team so he could save face, and they wanted him there for the ring ceremony. And then Jordan Poole turned into goo in the postseason and was just not the same person. I mean, the Warriors are to blame for that. They handled that terribly.
Yeah, no doubt. Rob Parker, check out his website at MLBBro.com, one of the best websites out there when it comes to baseball. Founder and editor, of course, covers black and brown players from around the major leagues, chronicling the past of both past and present black and brown players, highlighting their achievements in the game right now from a historical standpoint as well. Inside the Parker Podcast every single Thursday, the MLB Bro Show every Saturday and Sunday, and he's going to be at Oracle Park this weekend. We may all have to catch up and do some breakfast or lunch one of the days here, Rob. We'll try to connect on that one, but when you look at
the Warriors, where I'm going?
Where are you going?
What is it called? Delancey?
Oh, yeah, Delancey Street.
Oh, yeah, Delancey Street.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a restaurant. I went there. I couldn't get over it. The ribeye steak and eggs for $12 or whatever it is. Yeah. Dude, are you kidding?
Do you know the backstory?
Are you doing that Saturday or Sunday?
I'm doing that Saturday, like before we go head to the game. My buddy Ron and I are going to the game, but we're going to eat there first. That's nice. A great place. I love every time I go to San Francisco, I try to go to that spot.
Yeah, the backstory, just to give you a quick one, is a lot of people that have had, let's just say, hard lives. It's a rehabilitation center in many ways, and they're learning skills of how to become a chef and in the culinary arts so that they can go back into society as they're obviously struggling with recovery, but also putting together unbelievable meals. So not only is it excellent food, it's like a great place to support. So that's really cool that you're supporting them.
Yeah, I mean, when they told me the story, you know, they lived there, the people who worked at the restaurant, they lived there. It's a nonprofit restaurant. That's why, you know, the cost of the food is unbelievable. I couldn't believe when I first went there and looked at the menu, I was like, is this right? Like, I was like, what?
Right.
You know, you're in San Francisco eating a $12 ribeye.
Yeah, you got to think twice, right? It's like, wait, should I be ordering this? Am I ordering a ribeye or a pork chop? What's going on here?
I was trying to see if the ribeye had a tail on it.
So when you look at the Warriors here, because we will get the baseball and the Giants are playing well. They're bringing up some of the youngsters. We'll see if it's fool's gold or not. Their June schedule is stacked with teams that they're going to be competing with. But Bob Myers stepping down. One, were you surprised about that? And two, do you think the Warriors will have the cojones to break up this core this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you know, the guy who helped mastermind put it together, you know, and I always hear, oh, yeah, you know, it's just time to move on. You know, you always wonder about that. What happened there? If there's some sort of power struggle or something? Because, you know, why would you mess up something that's been working for a long time? And it's not like he's retiring or leaving basketball. I mean, he's looking for another job, apparently, right? I mean, that's the scuttlebutt. So that's strange. And at some point, you know, teams, you can't hold everybody together for a long time. I think I've always remembered the Celtics did that with McHale, Parrish, Bird. You know, like they held all those guys together. Right. And then go look at their history. They had like a 20-year or 18-year drought where the franchise was bad because they probably should have moved somebody, gotten some picks or some younger players, you know, for an infusion, and they didn't do that. So holding on, you can't be sentimental in this.
Yeah.
This felt like this was over to me after this year, you know, this past ouster in the postseason.
So what would you do? Would you, you know, be ruthless and move off Dre and Clay, or would you keep one of the two? How are you viewing that situation?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be honest. Is Clay going to be happy without being getting the big contract that I think he was looking for? There's no way you could do that. Draymond, of course, has a player's option, so it's up to him to stay or whatever for one more year. But after that, again, if you don't offer Draymond an extension, then, you know, maybe he decides I'm going to get out and go somewhere else. Somebody else has more money to give me. It was a great run. I mean, you don't have to go to the bitter end, you know, like, teams break up. The Beatles broke up. Like, things, people break up.
Right.
Sonny and Cher broke up. You know, the Commodores broke up. I think that's natural and it's okay. It ain't the end of the world. You remember the run that they had, how great it was, what kind of team they had, what they did to the city and the franchise, and it's okay.
Rob, how'd you feel about Steve Kerr joining Draymond Green on a podcast? Because a lot of fans are a little irate over that. And some are split. Some are saying it's okay. But it felt like there was a message there for the youngsters saying, hey, you can't mope, you can't do this. And we've seen a lot of finger-pointing towards the youngsters, and I don't think that's right. But what was your perception of Steve Kerr joining Draymond on that podcast and saying some of the things that he said?
Yeah, I mean, Steve Kerr has been loyal to Draymond even throughout this whole thing, and maybe just has a soft spot for him. Even the whole podcast thing, when Draymond's talking about his podcast is as important as his basketball career, I'd have a problem with that. You know, like, you're a basketball player. We don't want you to do a podcast during the postseason. Can you do it afterwards? You know, and staying up right after games and doing podcasts. I just think your priorities are misplaced. And especially when you don't win, it looks even worse. And it's not like he played so super great. You know, he played fine, but are you a player? I understand you want to get into the business after, but let that happen after. Be a player. Do the most you can and focus in on the job at hand, and then you can worry about a podcast. If Draymond does it now or once his career is over, he'll still be able to make his podcast work and get in the business. A lot of people like him, so, you know, that'll be the case. I never missed Draymond's podcast. I never listened to it, so I never missed it. I'm sorry.
It's gotten better. He's not swearing as much. It provides us with tremendous content.
Wait a minute. Does he? I heard some stuff where people come on, they say something, there's no pushback.
Nah.
There's no.
Yeah.
That's the issue I have with players' podcasts and players getting into the media. Is that too often I'm left disappointed in that there's no pushback. People can say whatever they want. And I'm not saying you have to attack anybody.
No.
But to have somebody just throw out any blanket statement and you know, and not say anything just is hard for me to listen to.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I want to transition to baseball, and allow me to set this up, Bonte, because he likes to make fun of me for my long-winded statements before a question.
So we got a guy in the afternoon, Derek Guru Johnson. He asks 90-second questions, right? He loses a guess. And
no,
Chasky,
Chasky
pushes that line to about 65 to 70 seconds.
But I want to
I'm going to go to the bathroom while he asks this question.
I want to set this up. Like, look, your website.
Wait a minute. Put put on Stairway to Heaven. Okay?
There we go. Exactly. Bartek wouldn't know what that is. His music taste is terrible.
I'm a hip hop in her heartbeat.
Yeah,
guy.
It's a long story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But MLB.
Come on, you got to know Stairway to Heaven. That's the bathroom song for all DJs in the history of radio.
Exactly. Wow. It's a long song, Bartek. Yeah, MLBBro.com covering black and brown major leaguers. And the reason why I really appreciate you and the website and everything is because I do think you're doing a really good job trying to highlight black and brown players playing in the bigs. And to me, I'm coaching at Little League level, and Bonte's been out to our practice. It means a lot to me to see kids of all backgrounds, of all colors, playing the game. You put out something about a local boy this week, Marcus Simeon, okay? And this guy, you know, grew up in the Bay Area, played at Cal. This is what it said. I want your opinion on this because you obviously are well-versed. Should Marcus Simeon make the Mount Rushmore of MLB bro second baseman? Can you elaborate on that? I know you didn't write the article, but Jackie Robinson, Joe Morgan, another local boy.
Yeah.
For Marcus Simeon, a local kid at this time, to even be mentioned on that list,
that's crazy.
I thought that was powerful.
I'm gonna tell you why. He set the all-time record for home runs by a second baseman.
Yeah.
That's what elevated him from a year ago. Think about it. He holds the record. No one has hit more home runs in baseball history playing second base.
That's insane.
That's why. I know it sounds premature, but I think that's why. And that's why I was asked in a question form, right?
Yeah.
Should he be mentioned? It didn't say he is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's the reason. I mean, he has a piece of baseball history. When you say, who hit the most home runs in a single season by a second baseman? The answer is Marcus Simeon. Is that fair?
Yeah. No, I love
it.
I love it.
He's having a heck of a season for the Texas Rangers right now.
He is. He just had a 25-game hitting streak. He got on base 33 consecutive games. He's balling out. You remember he signed the big contract.
Mm-hmm.
He struggled last year, I think, trying to live up to that contract. But my God, what a year he's put together so far. And the Rangers, despite Jacob DeGrom, are in first place.
Yeah, no, they're playing really well. We'll see Bruce Bochy and the Rangers in August when they visit the Giants at Oracle Park. Bruce Bochy's going to get all
the nice
love there.
He's done a nice job there.
I mean, no doubt.
You know, at first I was a little concerned that, you know, Bruce Bochy was too old. You know, on opening day in Arlington, he stood out at the dugout steps and he yelled out when his team took the field, "Hey, you kids, get off my lawn."
Rob Parker on the line right now here on the Morning Rush. We love having him here at 95.7 The Game. By the way, after we get Rob off the line, you have a chance to win tickets to see Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan at Chase Center November 3rd. That's a Friday night at Chase Center, so we're giving away two tickets for that. Rob, we were having a discussion yesterday, Shasky and I, about Nikola Jokic and whether or not he's being embraced by America. Dan Le Batard had a rant about it saying, man, he's like Magic. He's like Bird. He's averaging a triple-double in the postseason. But in baseball, it seems like we embrace foreign players a lot better than we do in the NBA. Would you agree with that? What can we do about that? Because Jokic is putting on an all-time performance in the NBA Finals right now.
I agree, and I think it's shameful. I mean, you know, Kendrick Perkins was out front lobbying against Jokic for an MVP, and I thought that was wrong. If go back and look at the vote total, how did he get trounced by Embiid when the numbers are very close and Jokic had his analytic numbers were better than Embiid? I mean, but he got trounced, and people were using the arm or the umbrella that, Michael Jordan never won three in a row, LeBron never won three MVPs in a row, so Jokic hasn't won anything. He shouldn't get three MVPs in a row. You saw Mark Jackson left him off his ballot. I mean, I don't know how you can look, you cover the NBA and do games every day, right? Or three times a week on national television. Mm-hmm. And his name wasn't on the ballot, the two-time defending MVP. I think the basketball writers got it so wrong and were disrespectful to him, to be honest. He had his team had the best record. They won the West. They were good all year. When were the Nuggets not good? People discounted them, called them the chicken nuggets all year. And now they're a couple of wins away. And you're right. What we're watching is unbelievable to me.
You know, speaking of which, we embrace foreign players in baseball a lot. You see the Ronald Acuna Jr.'s, Jose Ramirez hit 3 home runs yesterday for the Cleveland Guardians. But you're going to come to Oracle Park and watch the Giants. Mm. And we grew up watching the Giants. And what made us fall in love, you had a who's who. You had an Asian player. You had a Latin player. You had a black player. You had a white player. Right now, the Giants have one black player. And I want to ask you this, Rob. Are we getting closer in baseball to embracing more African-Americans? Are more African-Americans going to begin to lock in? What are the numbers? What are the data tell you here? Because I think baseball right now with the pitch clock and everything has been a really fun season. And I went to practice watching Shasky coach some little leaguers. And there was a who's who of kids. I could tell. I was like, wow, look at this melting pot and diversity here.
Yeah. Baseball is definitely. I mean, you got to check the minor leagues. I've talked to a number of coaches who are locked in the minor leagues. There's a lot of black players down in the minor leagues. They are coming. This past year in the Major League Baseball draft, 3 of the top 5 players drafted were African-American from this country.
Wow.
Never, you hear me? Never happened before where 3 of the top 5 players drafted were black. So yes, the numbers are coming. We watch this at MLBBro.com. We see the names. We know the people. More and more brothers have come up this year, we've seen already, joining teams as time goes on. So I do feel like that's happening. We know that less kids are playing football. Parents are very weary of that. So there's a lot of stuff happening that's good for baseball. And I think that's MLB Bro is in a perfect situation. And I did a 10 straight baseball game tour around the country in the Midwest. And I got a chance to talk to a lot of, you know, black baseball players. Mm-hmm. I started in New York. I did the Mets. And then I went to Cincinnati. And I went to St. Louis. And then Chicago White Sox, Cleveland, Chicago Cubs. I went to Milwaukee. I went to Kansas City. And then I finished up in Detroit and Atlanta. So it was a great, you know, stopped along the way, and I got to talk to a lot of different players, and it was encouraging. I mean, a lot of the black players said that they followed MLB Bro. They saw what we're doing. They're encouraged by it.
Awesome.
They love the whole concept of it. So we're just trying to get people to know who these guys are. We don't cover games. It's more about the personalities and more about them and what they're doing. You know, we don't do game coverage or game stories. So if you get a chance, definitely check it out. MLBBro.com is growing every day.
So two quick questions then. Favorite stadium, just in baseball in general, and who's the guy that maybe the media doesn't know about that maybe me and Bonte need to do more research on that you've come across?
Favorite stadium, I'm still going to call it Pac Bell. I know it's not called that anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's an awesome stadium. My top 3 stadiums are actually San Francisco. I don't know if you guys have been to PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
It's on my list.
Yeah, it's on our bucket list.
It's 38,000 seats. It faces the city skyline. It is gorgeous. I mean, and Camden Yards, which started.
Really?
I've been there. Yep.
Am I right, Camden?
Yeah.
There's not a bad seat in Camden Yards.
Wow.
That's the
special
one that started
all
of the, you know, redoing of the stadiums and not having them be these big 50,000 seat cookie cutter stadiums. So that's definitely, those are my 3 top choices. Baseball players should know. I mean, it's a good question. You know, the guy who, and obviously these names, Hunter Green, Cincinnati, he's going to be a stud. He's an ace pitcher. Tristan McKenzie I met, and I'll tell you the other one. Josiah Gray, what a great young man that guy is. I met him at the Negro League Museum in Kansas City when I was there in between the ball game and eating some barbecue. But he's a guy you can look to and find out more about him. This dude is a smart guy, is a great young pitcher. I expect big things out of Josiah Gray.
Wow. Washington Nationals right now by way of the Dodger system. Rob, what you doing Sunday, man? We got to make something happen Sunday. You use Shasta.
You know what? It's a quick trip. I'm coming back to L.A.
Right.
So much to do. I know I'm trying to hook up with your boss, my longtime friend, Matt Nahagian.
Oh,
he's on the air right now. Say something,
right,
Matt. Get on the mic right now. We got him on the roads today. The first time
he's
ever talked.
You guys are lucky because Matt put me on national radio about 100 million years ago. And we've been cool ever since. So I'm Matt, whenever they get rid of me at Fox Sports Radio, I'll come up to San Francisco.
Don't hang up on Rob. Keep going.
He's always telling us, look, we've had you out for over 20 minutes and I already know the boss man. 10 to 12 minutes with the guest.
Seven minutes too long.
No wonder he hasn't said anything. You guys are boys, so we definitely got to get together. Yeah. If we don't do it this trip, we'll do it soon, Rob.
Yes, absolutely, guys. Thanks so much for having me on, as always.
Keep
all right?
doing what you're doing.
Yep, absolutely, man. Yeah. We love your site. Check it out, MLBBro.com. Founder and editor Rob Parker covers black and brown players from around major leagues, chronicling the path of both past and present black and brown players, highlighting their achievements in the game right now and from a historical standpoint inside the Parker podcast every Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.